Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maisros. The fourth perek continues to talk about kviyus lemaiser, how things become obligated in maiser to the degree that you can no longer eat them, even achilas aroi, without taking trumas and maisros. Besides for gemar melacha, we've also discussed other ways that produce can become kavoy lemaisros. We've discussed kinyan purchasing. We've discussed if you take truma gedola. We've discussed if Shabbos comes around, that Shabbos is koveya. And we've talked about bringing it into your home or into your chatzar. Our Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss some other things that are koveya for maestros. Hakovesh hasholek hamoleach. Someone who, a kovesh is pickling, putting it in salt or vinegar, and letting it kind of stay there. And absorb and become pickled. Sholek is means to cook or to boil it. Frequently in Shas, when we use the word sholek, it is in relation to the word bishul, in which case bishul means boiling, and sholek means either boiling, underboiling, or overboiling. It's actually a machlokas. However, when we talk about sholek on its own without mentioning bishul, we're referring to just bishul, referring to boiling it. And so if it's basically boiled, or moleach if it's salted, right? So, and this is true basadeh, even in the field. So you didn't bring it home and you didn't bring it into your chatzer, but you basically cooked it, right? You pickled it or you cooked it or you salted it, chayav. Then it becomes kavua and you are obligated to take trumas and maestros, and you can no longer eat achil sarai. Hamachamin ba'adama patur. If you bury fruits or vegetables in the ground in order for them to finish ripening, that is not kovela maestros. Hametabel basade patur. If you dip your produce that you took into a dip, usually the dip would be salt or vinegar. Now, it's still not kovea. Now, you might think that it is kovea because we just finished saying that pickling it in salt or vinegar, and even just salting something, is koveya. But this is not really salting. This is just putting a little dip to flavor the food. And so that is not koveya. Hapotzea zesim, sheyetze mehem asraf, putter. If one splits open olives, right, to remove the first very bitter stuff, right, the first thing that comes out of an olive is not really good oil. It's really bitter stuff. And this is part of the eating, right? You would want to crush it a little bit so that this not good oil comes out before you eat it. And therefore, it's part of the eating process and it's not kovea. Hasochit zesim al basaro, potur. If one took olive by hand, squeezed them by hand, such that the oil drips onto your skin and then you can then smear it in, that is not kovea. That is similar to eating. We've talked about the fact in the past that schita is considered the equivalent of eating or drinking for oil. And so basically squeezing olives by hand onto your skin and then smearing it around, that's the equivalent of eating it achilas aroi. It's smearing it achilas aroi. However, im sochat v'nosan l'soch yado chayav. However, if you squeezed it so that the oil drips into your palm, so well, that's collecting the finished product. So that is essentially the same as letting the oil drip into the press and collect there in the receptacle intended for that purpose. And so therefore, that is koveya. Hamekape letavshil, patur. Hamakape is skimming off the skins of wine. We've talked about this earlier, that we said that when you're working in the wine press, that the wine grape juice goes down into the lower pit, and it's nigmar melachto when you skim off the skins and other grape remnants that are in the wine. So our case here in the Mishnah is where you put some of this fresh squeezed grape juice wine into a cold food dish. Right, so into food, but a cold food. It's not hot food because then it would be bishul. That would be, and we know bishul is koveya. So you put it into a food, and then you skimmed off the skins. So that is not koveya. It's not koveya because putting it into food is making it basically part of your achilas aroi. You're basically going to eat this achilas aroi, and taking off the skins of an achilas aroi doesn't suddenly make it achilas keva. However, la kedera chayav. However, if this wine is in a, we put it in a separate pot, an empty pot, right? presumably because you want to skim off the skins and then maybe dump it into a food. Either way, that is chayev. That is koveya lemaisros, mipnei shehu kibor katan, because basically it's the equivalent of putting it in a small press, right? You're collecting the wine, and then you're going to skim off the top. That's called kviyos lemaiser, and therefore, in that case, you can no longer drink that wine achilas arai, which is siyas arai. You have to take trumas lemaisros before you can touch the wine.